God gives us courage, July 2, to study the Scriptures. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Romans 15:4. The Holy Book has withstood the assaults of Satan, who is united with evil men to make everything of divine character shrouded in clouds and darkness. But the Lord has preserved this holy book by His own miraculous power in its present shape, a chart or guidebook to the human family to show them the way to heaven. This word is the guidebook to the inhabitants of a fallen world, bequeathed to them that by studying and obeying the directions, not one soul would lose its way. There never was a time when it was so important that followers of Christ should study the Bible as now. Deceptive influences are upon all sides, and it is essential that you counsel with Jesus, your best friend. David declares, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." How many are betrayed into sin because they have not, through prayerful study of the Word of God, realized the sinfulness of sin and found out how they may steadfastly resist it. When temptation comes upon them, they seem to be off guard and ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are living in perilous times, and as we draw near to the close of earth's history, there will be no safety for those who do not become familiar with the Word of God. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. The children of God have reached the most critical part of their pilgrimage, for the nets and pitfalls of the enemy are on every side. And yet, with the guidance of the Lord, with that which is plainly revealed in His Word, we may walk securely and not stumble. A voice from heaven is addressing us in its pages. Obedience to God's Word is our only safeguard against the evils that are sweeping the world to destruction.